Coronavirus workplace news in brief. Postal workers walk out. Postal workers in Didcot walked out on the 8th of April after their depot was not cleaned when a member of staff contracted COVID-19. The Royal Mail workers followed guidance by their union, the CWU, after only the workers' delivery van was cleaned, and not the whole building. The workers returned to work 2 days later after the company was forced to clean the building. CWU rep at the depot, Steve Gill, said the van he used needed cleaning, which was done by a cleaning company. But our building was only originally cleaned by a man with a rag and a spray bottle. Over the last 2 weeks, staff at 8 Royal Mail sites have walked out over safety concerns. Heathrow Airport threat. Heathrow Airport workers have been threatened with the sack if they reject voluntary pay cuts of 15% in response to coronavirus. The message was sent to thousands of workers, which said the business expected everyone to play their part. It threatened, "There will be consequences if colleagues do not accept the revised terms, as it will mean that we have to make further job cuts. It will also have consequences for those colleagues who do not wish to participate." Holland & Barrett workers petition. High street chain Holland & Barrett has kept its shops open during the coronavirus crisis, but workers are campaigning for them to shut, arguing their health is at risk. The alternative health shop has 750 UK stores and claims to be an essential retailer because its products cater for people with special dietary needs. But staff have set up a petition demanding management close stores over safety concerns. They argue that what the chain sells is not essential, unlike supermarkets or pharmacies. But they also warn that most stores are too small to be safe, with no room for social distancing. Sign the petition at change.org. Search close Holland & Barrett stores